الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the path towards Almighty Allah, with the attacks of the devil to pull man out of this path or to make man himself fear of the path. So as we mentioned, directly the devil has never attacked man. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has however put in the hands of the shayateen the ability to decorate the world, beautify the world, to make it extremely attractive, because this world was meant as Darul Imtihan. It is an exam. But when Quran speaks about it, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is so, how we will say, like, Allah has opened it up so clearly that one is feeling desire. If Allah Tabarak Ta'ala could have, He could have said to me and you, don't have any desire for the world. But that was not practical, because we all live with this desire. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were most what is called, they had no takalluf in their life. They spoke their heart. When wealth came in front of Umar radiallahu anhu, he never just said, I hate wealth. He spoke his heart. He said, oh Allah, the love of wealth, you put it in the hearts of all of us. And then he said, give it in charity. Not that I hate it, give it in charity. I love it. I love it. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, we have made everything around you very beautiful. And we have made it enter into your hearts. So the love of a pretty face, that person who says, me, I get no desire for pretty girls, that person will be told, you should see a doctor. There's something wrong with your body if you're getting no desire. You're supposed to get desire. Marriage would only happen if man gets desire. A man will make sabr on the difficulties of his wife because he wants the wife. He needs the wife. When he tells her, get out of the house, he's the one crying, please come back, please come back. Man has been made attracted towards wealth. If there was no attraction to wealth, no one will wake up and go work in the morning. One person won't come to take away the dirt from the streets. One person won't say, I'll be a police officer to look after the health, the wealth, the lives of people. One person won't say, I'll be working in a hospital. Everyone will just sleep. But in the love of wealth, the whole world works. And in that, all our needs get fulfilled. In the love of woman, a nation of children is created. Houses are looked after. Nikah comes into being. The only thing is, everything has to be balanced. So Almighty Allah never said, don't love. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. The love of things of great desire has been made very beautiful to man. Very beautiful. This word زُيِّنَ وَدَ تَشْدِيدِ. It shows the amount of severity. What an attraction, what an attraction. مِنَ النِّسَى. The attraction starts with woman. The whole world today is going mad. But one reason why perhaps they have lost it is they misunderstood that desiring something doesn't always mean taking something. There's a world of difference between wanting something and needing something. A want is like when your wife goes shopping and you ask her what you want to buy. She says, no, I don't know. Let's just go in the shopping mall. That means I don't need anything. But when I go there, I want that shoe. If you needed that shoe, you would have known about it before going to the shop. They call it window shopping. Then let's just go see what the world got to offer. Then I want, I want, I want. Whoever worked to fulfill his wants, he will find whatever amount he's earning will never be enough. That man who keeps his needs in front and he's able to control his wants, some I'll take, some I won't. A man wants a lot of things. A man would have loved 4 wives. But what makes him hold on to one? Because he knows if I go for the second, the number one will go away also. Man wants a lot of things. A man will always want, after he married one woman, why I never married the other? This desire of wants is in everyone's mind. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, we placed it there. But we placed within you the ability that everything you want, you don't jump. You have to learn that if I desire something doesn't mean I have to grab it immediately. This is not the world for every desire of man to get fulfilled. That world is still coming. So the first is of woman. Wal baneen. Some people in the past, nowadays no one has this. But in the past there was a desire, great desire for many children. Nowadays the most a woman got a desire is for one or two. They say one, then they say abhi nahi. That after number one, that now not talking next few days, next few months, next few years, abhi nahi. Then the second child comes and they say kabhi nahi. And after this, no more, bas, my house is closed. Two bedrooms, two children, game over. In the past, it would be 10 children, 15 children. It was competition, it was a desire. وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ. The beauty of Quran. Almighty Allah said to have mountains. قَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ. Mountains of gold and silver. Is the desire of every man. To get more, to get more. It was put in us. To get an extra pound in the pocket makes everyone happy. The rich man also, you give him a hadiah, he's so rich. He doesn't know what to do with the extra pound, but he's so thrilled. This world is there. The more a man gets money, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man becomes old. But within him, his desire, the desire becomes stronger. The desire for a pretty face. He's an old uncle. They call him Baji. They think Baji is looking down on the street because he's so old. Baji is also looking around. Old age doesn't mean you become cold. He said the desire, that also, that becomes younger in man. Mountains of gold, mountains of silver, wal khaylil musawwamati. Here you won't see it so much. In the Arab lands you'll see it, to have the horse that is a branded horse. Arabian horse, Arabian stallion, to have one, they're so thrilled. They say, come and see my horse, how it runs. And as that horse is running, the owner is getting thrilled. In today's time, the khayl, the horse which is branded, we don't have, but to have a branded make, a model, my car. What a car I got. That desire to have a smart car has been put in everyone. Wal khaylil musawwama. Wal an'ami wal harf. To have a farm, to have many farms, to have animals in those farms, the amount of cows, sheep and goats. You won't see that today because we're not farmers, but go into the farm. In every sheep that man's soul is, his heart has gone into every animal of his. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, we put that. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah says, these are the thrills of this world. Had they only been this world, it would have been right that all of us die for it. Because it is beautiful, it is smart, it is fulfilling my desire. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then says, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَعَابِ. But remember, by Allah, there is something else you have to return to. This is the beauty of Quran. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke of this world, directly he never said this world has no value. He said this world in comparison to the year after got no value. As long as that picture of the year after is there, this is called Iman bil Ghaib. Then a man will admit in the ending, no matter how beautiful this world is, I want the world, but it must not come to me at the expense of my year after. Because when this is so beautiful, that is more beautiful. And when this is 60 years or 70 years so long, that is even longer. And when this world has beauty with thorns, difficulties with ease, wealth with poverty, health with sickness, that world got health, no sickness, wealth, no poverty, happiness, no fear. So I want this world. Fi dunya hasana. What a dua we were taught. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. But not at the expense of my year after. Oh Allah, I want the year after also. At that time, man will find it easy to sometimes press brakes. That I want this. But if I get this, I'll lose it there. And then he says, let you go. I will wait a few more days. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَٰلِكُمْ. Should I inform you of something better than this? Better than the woman of the world, better than having so many children, better than having mountains of gold and silver, better than the branded horses, better than having farms and animals, Should I show you something much better? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Those people who are able to abstain. Taqwa means abstain. Ramadan teaches us abstinence. Those that are able to abstain, not from everything, but from some things. That which will harm your year after, no matter how you want it. For those people who can abstain in the Rabbihim, by the Allah they will find Jannatun Tajri. In this world you got one garden, one farm, two gardens, two farms. They say he's a billionaire. Look how many farms he got. Allah Tawarukala says there you will have Jannat. It will be gardens after gardens after gardens. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. The rivers will be flowing practically under the garden. Whenever you saw a garden, the most lush garden is the one that has water on its side. That water seeps into the garden. Almighty Allah, when He described our gardens of paradise, He never ever said the water will be on the side. Everywhere it was described, the water will be under the garden. That water under the garden, how does land stay firm on water? But Jannah is something else. It will be so lush, that the garden will have the river under it. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ Flowing under it will be garden, will be rivers. That will be the first gift. But in this world, what spoils this world? The word death. The word death has brought an end to all the pleasures of this world. Second pleasure of paradise, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا When you get in, you're never coming out. There is no death there. Death will be brought in the form of a lamb on the day of Qiyamah. A form of a lamb. Announcement will be made, this is death. We are going to slaughter death now. After this, no one will die. At that time, the people for whom paradise has been written, may Allah make us amongst them. They will be thrilled that the only thing that would have finished me up now was death. And the people for whom Jahannam has been written, they will scream at that time. Because it will be one dua that they will be making. Oh Allah, if we're not coming out of the fire, let death come to us. Let us die. When they will see death slaughtered, it will be as though Allah Tabarak Ta'ala then says, for them it will be La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. They will not be dying in Jahannam, but they won't be living also. What a word, they won't be living also. Meaning such punishment, you won't call it life. But in that punishment, they can't die. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Forever and ever in those gardens. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ When man now got a garden, thrilled garden, and he knows you're staying forever, then the next thing he looks for is someone to play with. If I got a garden, but I need play. If I got a soccer ball, I need play friends to play soccer with. A man will immediately say companions. And from companions, he will have friends who will come and play with him. But every man after a while gets tired of friends and he wants a female companion. He wants one, he wants two, he wants many. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ Pure, pure wives will be given to you. Woman you can never imagine. Jannah is beyond imagination. So even the woman of Jannah, do not put a picture in your mind and think it will be like this. Jannah is beyond understanding. When Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, as pure as you can imagine, it will be understood there, the purity. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحَّرَةٌ One more thing will be worrying the people of paradise. One more. Death is not coming. But what happens one day if I do something in Jannah which makes Allah angry with me? Because Allah is still Allah. If I push my limit little in paradise, if I ask for something which I wasn't supposed to ask, and Allah becomes angry and Allah says, go into the fire. Get out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the happiest time will come in paradise. When Almighty Allah will speak to the people and say, are you happy? Then the people will say, how can we not be happy? That, oh Allah, you made our faces illuminated with light. You entered us into paradise without any worthiness from our side. You have given us things which the mind could never imagine. How can we not be happy? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says, Allah tabarak ta'ala will then announce, I am now going to give you a gift. That there is no gift like this. He says, I'm going to descend upon you my happiness. فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I will never become displeased with you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that will be the most thrilling time for the people of paradise. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And the happiness of your Allah. Again, should I not show you something that is much better than this world? For the people who can have some abstinence, there will be gardens under which rivers will flow. They will remain in it forever and forever. They will have the most purest of spouses, and they will have the happiness of Allah. Wallahu basirun bil ibad. When you have been told the two worlds, Wallahu basir, now remember your Allah is now looking at you. You have to make the decision. You have to understand, I want the world, but O Allah, not at the expense of my year after. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us the best of this world. Fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab an-nar. Subhanallah.